another mental prayer. Yes, I'm back at it, and I'm not even on the mic. I'm back at it, and hopefully I will be able to do one every day like I used to do. Definitely won't be able to do one 3 times a day like I used to, but once a day should be enough. And one of the things that I said I was gonna change and that I'm liking pretty much is doing the music live. So sometimes there'll be mess ups, and that's okay. So we're gonna start with our prayer as usual. In the name of the Father, and then of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. So today, our Bible verse is from Romans chapter 12, verse 12. And it goes like this. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. And we'll just review, what is the purpose of mental prayer once again? What's the purpose of mental prayer? Of course, it is to become closer and closer to our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And how do we do that? We do that by figuring out how we can become holier based on His word. And His word is in the Bible and through the saints. But mostly we're going to be focusing on the Bible because that is the inspired word of God. We know that for sure. So rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. So the first thing we want to think is, what does it mean? What does it mean to rejoice in hope? And we'll think about that for a few moments while I play a little music. What does it mean to rejoice in hope? What does it mean to rejoice in hope? Think about it for a few more moments. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Now we're going to think about, what does it mean to be patient in tribulation? What does it mean to you? Are there any tribulations you're going through at right now? Think about it. What does it mean to be patient in tribulation? Here we go. What does it mean to be patient in tribulation? Think about it for a few moments. What does it mean to be patient in tribulation? Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. We are meditating on Romans chapter 12, verse 12 right now. And next we want to think about, what does it mean to be constant in prayer? So we're going to think about it for a few moments. What does it mean to be constant in prayer? What does it mean to be constant in prayer? Think about it for a few more moments. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Now we want to think about some concrete action we can take moving forward from today that we will actually put these ideals, these scriptures, into our life in a physical, real, actual way. So what action can you take that's going to change your life based on this quote? Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. What action can you take based on this scripture verse to physically, literally change your life? Think about it for a few moments, and then I'll talk about some of the insights that I've had. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. That's from Romans chapter 12, verse 12. And what insights did I have? Rejoice in hope, that is to just say that no matter how bad things look, there is always the hope of heaven. So we can always remind ourselves, the concrete action we can take on this first line is that there will always, always, always be the hope of heaven. So no matter how bleak things look, a concrete action you can take is to remind yourself to say, thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to give into heaven. You can simplify that those words in a way that makes it easier for you to remember and say, but you know, just saying something to yourself, reminding yourself, saying out loud, maybe writing it on a postcard, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to get into heaven, or something like, thank you, Lord, for our salvation, because the salvation is done. It's just our work to avoid sin and to follow the teachings of the Lord, basically. So that's rejoicing in hope, a concrete action we can take. what does it mean to be patient in tribulation? That's pretty simple. That when bad things are happening to you, when bad things are going on in the country, in the world, in your family, you just have to be patient and know that God wins in the end. Spoiler alert, God wins in the end. I know the story's kind of boring if you look at it that way, like no matter what happens, God wins, the holy people get to heaven. It's like, oh man, that's not an exciting story. We need action, we need adventure, we need the hero almost failing and then, you know, picking themselves back up. But in reality, God wins in the end. That's it. It's boring, it's true, it's a fact, right? So it would be good to remember when you're trying to be patient that, hey, no matter how difficult this is right now, it is not difficult for God. And God wins. He only allows these difficulties so that we can become holier. So and concrete action that we can take is to slow down, to when something is really bothering us, really getting us angry, to just stop. Maybe click on one of these videos in YouTube or your podcast app, Facebook, wherever you watch, and just take 10 to 15 minutes and slow down, relax. Maybe you're having a very difficult time. Crack open that Bible, read a few verses, and don't think about, oh, I'm going to read this Bible, I'm going to do this mental prayer, and it's going to solve my problems. No, that's not what's happening. What you're going to do is you're going to take your mind off of the tribulation and put it onto God. That is a concrete action you can take. It won't solve your problem because the problem is already solved. The solution is that God wins. If you're on God's side, you can't lose. So taking your mind off of the tribulation a lot of times will give you the patience you need for the Holy Spirit to give you the answer to find a solution. And sometimes there is no solution. Sometimes things are bad and there's really nothing you can do other than to pray. The next one says be constant in prayer. And these three lines go together really well because the most concrete action you can take is to pray, pray, pray. And when you feel like you've prayed enough, pray like 10 times more. Why? Because St. Paul says pray without ceasing. And right here, he says again, be constant in prayer. It is absolutely necessary that you pray, 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 pray. And when you're tired of praying, take a nap, wake up, pray some more. Why? Because prayer is what's going to get us to heaven. It's going to be what makes us holier. It's going to give us the patience to deal with the tribulations, and it's going to make us realize all the good things that we have. Prayer does so many things. The number one thing it does is bring us closer to our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. So here we have Romans 12:12, and it is an excellent verse, and I hope you got a lot out of this mental prayer. We're going to do an Our Father to end it out, and a Glory Be, and that will be it. I hope that you really enjoyed this mental prayer. I hope that it really helped you become holier. Make sure you subscribe and check out all the other podcasts, video, website, things like that. And hopefully you'll be able to become holier and holier. And I'll see you in heaven. We're going to close out with an Our Father and a Glory Be. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you so much, and I will see you on the next mental prayer. God bless and stay holy, my friends.